WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic Guide. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic, lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Today, we're diving into something incredibly crucial, understanding and managing emotions for greater well-being. You know, life throws us curveballs, right? Joyful moments, heartbreaking losses, everything in between. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show, pushing you around like a ragdoll? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to gain control, to navigate those emotional waves with grace and resilience? That's where Stoicism comes in, offering timeless wisdom for navigating the roller coaster of life. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking Stoicism sounds all gloomy and serious, hear me out. It's not about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, accepting them, and ultimately choosing how to respond. Think of it like this. Emotions are the wind, they can be strong and unpredictable, but you, my friend, are the sail. You get to decide which direction you go in. So let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you master your emotional landscape. First up, acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to ignore them, pretend they don't exist, or bottle them up. That's like putting a lid on a boiling pot, eventually it's gonna blow. Instead, take a moment to name what you're feeling. I'm feeling anxious, I'm experiencing joy, frustration is bubbling up. Simply acknowledging the emotion without judgment lets you observe it, understand it, and start to work with it. Next, separate your emotions from your actions. This one's crucial. Just because you feel something doesn't mean you have to act on it impulsively. Ever gotten into an argument when you were in a heated moment? You know that feeling of regret later on? That's what I'm talking about. Take a step back, breathe deeply, and give yourself time to process before reacting. Ask yourself, is this action aligned with my values? Or will I regret this decision later? Remember, emotions are temporary. They rise and fall like the tides. You're not defined by them. A wave of sadness might crash over you now, but it won't last forever. Just like a sunset fades into darkness, emotions eventually give way to something new. Trust in that ebb and flow. Here's another golden nugget. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything life throws our way, traffic jams, unexpected deadlines, other people's actions. It's enough to drive anyone crazy. But we can control our reactions. Choose to focus your energy on what you can influence, your thoughts, your words, your actions. That sense of agency empowers you. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during challenging times. We all stumble, we all make mistakes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you'd offer a friend going through a tough patch. Remember, you're doing the best you can in this crazy world. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a coworker constantly nitpicks your work, leaving you feeling frustrated and demoralized. You might feel tempted to lash out, defend yourself aggressively, or even withdraw completely. But what if, instead of reacting impulsively, you took a moment to acknowledge your frustration? Tell yourself, this is frustrating, but I choose not to let it control me. Then, focus on what you can control: your work quality, your communication with your coworker, and maintaining your own sense of calm. Remember, self-control is a muscle that gets stronger with practice. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you understand and manage your emotions for greater well-being. Don't forget, Stoicism isn't about suppressing feelings, it's about guiding them, understanding their power, and ultimately choosing how they shape your life. Remember, you are in control. You are capable of handling anything life throws your way. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one emotion that often throws you off balance? How can you apply these Stoic principles to navigate it more effectively? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little dose of Stoicism. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and stay courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.